Can Scott Disick really behave in New York? You'll have to wait and see. We're talking all that and more on Kardashians Weekly. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly. We are jamming out here. We're so excited to be back. And we've got a lot to talk about. We've got Scott. He's acting a fool. Actually, this is one time he might actually be behaving, which is crazy.
Right?
But we have the new addition of Rachel Robillard to our panel.
Raise the roof. I'm here, y'all.
So welcome. We're so excited to have you. For a lot of you who've watched before, she was on the Revenge Body Season 1 panel with me.
Yay.
And so where can everyone find you on social media?
I'm back. Yes, y'all. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on all social media at @Rach_Robillard.
And of course, I'm joined by my other two sidekicks and partners in crime. Shanti, where can we find you?
Finally, our panel is complete, and it feels so good. You guys can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina.
Oh my gosh, Rachel, we have been waiting for you.
Howard, honey.
Hey, everybody, it's Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard III. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
And what's up, you guys? It's Dakota T. Jones. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Guys, this episode was so funny, the whole tarantula situation.
Oh my
but before
gosh.
We get into that, and before we get into tea time, I went on the street recently to ask people what their opinion was on some of our previous tea time discussions. You guys, it was so funny, some of the things that these people had to say. Without further ado, here we go.
Roll it.
Woo.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV here for Kardashians Weekly. We are on the street today. We are going to do some street interviews. We're going to see what people are thinking of the Kardashians, what's going on in their world. We're going to go through some of their news and gossip to see what, you know, what civilians think. So we're here today with Robin. Robin, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing really good today.
Good. Okay, so what is your first take? Whenever you heard that Kim Kardashian was going to name her child Chicago West, what was your first reaction with this name?
Honestly, I wasn't really surprised because they are, like, known to have, like, interesting names for their kids. And I have heard of the name Chicago actually really recently before I heard Kim is naming her kid Chicago West. But I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, I guess. It's not that weird.
Do you like the Kardashians?
No.
What do you not like about them?
They suck.
Why do you think they suck?
A bunch of stuck-ups.
Really? Is that what you think? What do you think of the mom, Kris Jenner? What do you think of her?
She needs to get laid more.
Oh! I know you don't like them, but if you had to pick one favorite one, which one do you think would probably be the best person?
Bruce.
Bruce? Yeah. What do you think about Bruce's transition to Caitlyn? Hear about that?
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun.
Oh yeah, what's happening?
Obviously, Kylie and Kim both do makeup. So, just from viewing all the products on Snapchat, which do you think is the better products, or which sister do you think does it better?
I would say Kim. Mainly because, sure, Kylie has a lot of great products, but they're like Kim's aren't as like overpriced.
Okay.
So I would probably buy Kim's like line.
Okay, April. So a lot of the Kardashians are considered to be controversial figures. They're known for showing a lot of skin, and a lot of people have opinions on that. Do you think that this is something that any woman should be able to do, women empowerment, or do you think that they need to show less skin?
I think that they have the right to express themselves because it is their body. They're all adults. They have every right to express themselves in any way that they choose to. I personally wouldn't feel comfortable wearing the things that they do because I'm just more reserved. But yeah. I don't know. I admire women for being able to feel comfortable in their own skin.
So. Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, most of them are like in their mid-30s and they're all moms. They have like one or two kids. So do you think at what point, like when you have kids, do you think it's appropriate anymore?
I think that there's a time and place for it. Like, if it's a date night, why not? You know, like, I don't know how their kids would feel about it as they get older, but I do think that there's a time and place for it.
So, which Kardashian is your favorite?
Kourtney.
Really? That's interesting. A lot of people, like, think Kourtney's their least favorite. Why do you think Kourtney's your favorite?
I don't know. She's just, like, the realist, I think.
Yeah. Okay. And what do you think of the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing?
No comment.
No comment.
I don't know.
So, if you could, like, if you guys could go on a date with one Kardashian / Jenner, who would it be?
Kanye.
Kanye, okay. Okay, so what do you think of the Kardashians?
Yeah, I guess they're still relevant to some people. For me, I think it's a manufactured family. It's all one big, publicity, promotional, yeah. Marketing. They're making millions off of their name, so God bless them. It's America.
Yeah.
America. I heard that from it's making, they're making America great.
Yes, yeah. And so obviously they're known for their reality TV. How much do you think is actually reality, and how much do you think is actually scripted?
Oh, there's no reality.
No?
There's no reality into reality. I don't think so.
Okay, and so what is your favorite episode so far of Keeping Up with Kardashians?
I think the one that Kylie says, is that a chicken?
Oh my gosh, yes. I was like, why does she think this is a chicken? It was hilarious.
I'm like, what?
But what did you guys think when you heard the rumor that Kylie's pregnant?
Oh, I actually didn't know that, but very, very different. I didn't think she would be... I mean, I guess they're all pregnant now, so more expected than yeah. less.
What was your first reaction?
I was confused because it doesn't seem like she's pregnant. I kind of think it's like fake, yeah. but they made it like a reality. I don't know. It's kind of just like bad and weird timing.
I really don't have an opinion on them. Okay. Kim Kardashian's Instagram is cool. Go Kanye.
Right? Go Kanye. A lot of people love Kanye.
Kanye 2020.
Would you vote for Kanye?
I'm going to write Kanye West in.
Oh, what about you?
Nah, that's stupid.
No, that's stupid.
That was honestly so fun.
That was good.
Thank you. It was so interesting to like talk to people and like to actually get people's opinion, because of course we all love them, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of people who don't, and so it was kind of interesting to kind of pick people's brain and figure out what they liked and what they didn't like. But I thought it was super fun to do that. But without further ado, I think we've got some tea to spill tonight.
Let's do it.
Tea time.
Are you excited?
Cheers to tea time.
Cheers to tea time.
We're going to sip that tea.
Howard and I don't have any tea tonight.
I got
tonight.
My tea.
Okay, so
hey, Rachel will.
I do want to talk about this. We have a photo. Kylie finally announced that she's was pregnant. Now we know that she has given birth. And the child's name is Stormy Webster.
S-T-O-R-M-I.
Oh, I didn't know the last name.
Well, I don't know if that's the last name. I think
that's
that might
Travis
be a
middle name. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is?
Travis Scott.
That's not a good name.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Travis Scott, that's not his real first and last name. He has a different name. I forgot what his real
something
first name
Webster.
Is, but something, it's
something
Webster.
Webster.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
But, yeah.
How do we feel about that name, guys?
I like the first name.
I like the first name. At first I was like Stormy, but then it kind of grew on me because I saw the model who has the same name, Stormy. So I was like, okay, fine. I'll take it.
I hate it.
You hate
what?
It's ugly. It's stupid. And the spelling's stupid. S-T-O-R-M-I. Where's the E?
It doesn't have to have an E.
Or Y.
Why?
No,
why?
I don't know
how to spell Stormy.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. Obviously, we have the picture now of the baby. It's kind of like a half of the face because she doesn't want to show too much, obviously.
Right.
Stormy Webster, born February 1st, adorable. And after all the speculation, she finally admitted that she has a baby. And I'm really happy for her. It's so interesting because a lot of people were debating whether or not this was true.
Right.
But she posted a long note saying, so sorry for keeping you in the dark through all the assumptions. I knew for myself I needed to prepare for this role of a lifetime. And the most positive... and stress-free and healthy way that I knew how. So
and this is the most liked picture on Instagram. It beat Beyoncé's pregnancy announcement.
What?
Wow.
Yes, it is the most liked picture on Instagram to date.
Oh my gosh.
It used to be Kendall, because Kendall had that photo of like
her hair.
Oh yeah.
It was the hair, and then Beyoncé took it. It's like, who's next? And Stormy.
Who could it be?
A lot did it. Of likes.
Did that's you guys crazy. Get the weather theme that's going
yes!
on?
Yes! It's
so we
my
have
favorite.
Stormy. We have Chicago. We have rain.
Rain.
And what's the other one?
North.
The directional weather situation.
That's good.
So a lot of their names are.
So out of all the names, you would say Stormy's your least favorite?
I don't like Stormy. North grew on me.
Yes.
North grew on me too.
What do you think of Dream?
I think Dream's the one I'm like, that's, nah.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I forgot. That is the worst one.
That one is.
Yeah, that one's like, really, Dream?
Yeah. Okay. Like, there's nothing else.
Yeah. There was a lot of allegations, though, that Travis Scott was not a part of her pregnancy. He kind of, like, ditched her, everyone kind of assumed. But due to the video that was posted by Kylie, it really let us into her world to see, like, you know, her pregnancy, which I hope they elaborate on that and make it, like, a series or something. I kind of want to know what went on, like, during this whole time. So he is a part of, I guess, her life and the baby's life, which is nice to see him stick around because a lot of people, you know, never saw him around. He kind of kept living his life, kind of kept the secret, and everyone just kind of assumed that they had parted ways. So were you just surprised to find out, Howard, that, like, oh my gosh, he's...
Right? But no. I saw an article saying that he was excited to be a father.
Interesting.
Y'all read that? Like, so kind of like teasers of he's looking forward to being a dad, first-time dad. And
I was going to ask, is he a first-time dad or does he have a kid running around somewhere?
I think this is the first one. First
one. I was happy that they're, like, working it out. Like, he's still so involved because I thought he was just going to be like, okay, deuces. Right? Because they only been together for, like, 2 months before this all came about. So I thought he was just going to be like, all right, I'll see you. But
and I feel like I was reading a lot of articles recently before she had her baby that said that they were kind of on the offs or not working out and he wasn't sticking around and wasn't into her anymore. So, yeah, it was good to see that he is there for his child's birth.
And I mean, I'm going to state the obvious, but it was a very quick transition from Tyga to Travis.
I know.
Just saying.
Yes.
He was the
rebound.
Kind of want to see that DNA test low-key.
Okay, Rachel, I just read another article that said that he wants a DNA test because he was like,
Tyga or Travis?
Tyga.
Okay.
Because he thinks that he might be the baby daddy.
No, I just, there's some gray in between that, the jump to the ex-boyfriend to the new boyfriend. Thinking it too. I know that.
Yeah, it was
not the only one.
Grace. Stormy weather type of situation.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Bring on the storm. The stormy.
No, but I do want to know. I really think that, I feel like, for Tyga to get closure, he probably should have, a test done, maybe to see if the...
That's not your baby, Tyga.
I don't know, though.
Let it go.
He's
just stirring the pot.
I know.
Yeah. Travis was the rebound, though. Travis was the rebound from, I think they met up at Coachella or something, which is kind of interesting, but they kind of met up there, and that's kind of how they...
Yeah, because you saw Life of Kylie, they kept it pretty hush-hush, like them dating. He was never on Life of Kylie for her season, but it was pretty obvious if you kept reading the news that that's who they were seeing. Mm-hmm. Jordan and Kylie would sneak off to go see Travis Scott, go to his concerts and all. So you got to see a little bit like when it kind of started, and then that's the last time Kylie was really involved with being on camera.
Mm-hmm.
The very end of Life of Kylie. And then we didn't really see her at all for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Right.
The Secret was for 9 months.
She did a really good job. Yeah.
Got to give her credit for that.
Definitely. I'm just confused with how she stayed out of the spotlight.
Right?
Because even if you don't go to events, you still have to be caught around town. And I feel like there was only a couple pictures that caught her.
Which is insane because, was she just pent up in a house for 9 months?
That's my question.
No, remember in the video, she was like, I used different cars. She was going in and out. She said it was a lot of planning. Kind of like how Kim did. Mm-hmm. Remember, nobody saw Kim when she was having her baby. She used a decoy car where she went to like one meeting point, got in the car, went to the hospital, and then somehow did something else. But...
Can you imagine that being your life, having to hide and not show yourself? And it just seems so stressful.
I mean, wherever she would have gone, it would almost have to be cleared out because people would be taking photos. So she probably didn't go to a lot of public places. Like, she didn't obviously go through drive-thrus or anything like that, probably. She probably only went to...
She went the In-N-Out drive-thru.
In the video, in the 11-minute video she posted, her and Jordan were in the drive-thru at In-N-Out. So I made the comment, she did go out. She wasn't cooped up. There were definitely times, but...
She did it really good.
By the way, did you guys see, obviously, Kim had her two fragrances that just came out?
Mm-hmm.
Or three, I think. BFF and Ride or Die.
Yeah.
Did you see the PR boxes for those?
Uh-huh. Did you see how she sent them not only to her friends, but her haters?
Yes. She had a shady list. And then she sent,
Taylor Swift got a box.
Black China.
Shade Day.
Kill him with kindness. I think that was the route she was taking. Mm, you can't.
I don't know about that.
No, I think it was I thought it was more kill. I don't know. You want to keep your enemy, your friends close and your enemies closer. I think that's how she's like.
I heard Black China was not happy about that gift.
Not at all.
What did you hear about it?
That she was pissed off about it and pulled the bullying card, which is not really the situation, but...
Exactly.
I know. I did. Howard, you were telling me the other day that she drove up to her gate and it was...
Yes, it was just right there. The box was just sitting there. And so China thought it was cute. And then reports say that 2 days later, after Kim posted that video, that's when China got mad and she called a lawyer and she was like, what can I do? I'm so upset. Mm. And the lawyer was like, listen, you're out of luck. Like, you can't do anything.
Right. You got a free fragrance. Exactly. Be happy about it.
Exactly.
But she's mad because of the video, how Kim was like, oh, this goes to my haters too. And China saw her name on there.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's so funny. Piers Morgan got a box too because he recently was saying some stuff that she was not happy about.
And Pink got a box, which I was like, Really? For Pink? Like, Pink. I love Pink.
I know, but Pink went after
her
a little bit.
She shaded her in the past.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Shady.
A lot of people think Kim has no talent. I show them this next photo. She had, she created something called the hot dog sushi. This is crazy. So she said she combined her kids' two favorite foods, hot dog and sushi, and made this, which is honestly kind of looks a little tasty, I might have to say.
Did she warmed up the hot dog? Or is that a cold dog?
Rachel. Oh, no. That would be kind of weird.
Dakota, this does not look good.
No.
What are we talking about?
When I was little, I used to always eat cold hot dogs.
Really?
I would get them out of the pack, and they'd still have little, like almost like little ice crystals on it. Ooh. And I would eat it raw.
You should have kept that to yourself.
don't tell people this.
But they were obviously pre-cooked in the package, but like they were cold and I liked them that way. No?
No, you gotta warm up the hot dog for me.
All right.
Don't put it around no sushi though either.
Dip that in soy sauce? You put some like mustard and ketchup on that?
That's a great question.
That is a good
one. That's a great question. You know? What are the condiments here?
I don't know about this one, Kim. Mm.
Yeah, speaking of sushi, in this episode, Courtney's kids wanted Lucky Charms, and I love how Courtney's excuse was, "Oh no, we're not getting you no Lucky Charms. I got y'all Sugarfish." Thinking like, "Oh my gosh, going from
so LA,
like I got y'all Sugarfish. You're good."
For those of you who don't know, which Dakota didn't know,
I didn't.
Sugarfish is the most amazing sushi in LA, and they're all over, and it's delicious. So
and pricey.
It's pricey.
Yeah,
pricey. Worth
it's
it.
A special occasion thing, birthdays, anniversaries,
or a Friday night in the Kardashian.
Well, I feel like today's tea time is definitely Kim Kardashian filled, but there was a lot that went on with Kim this week. So she kind of got in trouble for this next photo, which is obviously she's no stranger to kind of being topless and like posing nude and whatever. But she said photo by North. So if you can see the back, North took this risque photo of her mother. And it caused a lot of backlash. Piers Morgan says, Kim Kardashian now posting topless photos of herself taken by her 4-year-old daughter. Pathetic and creepy. And then the ladies on The View said that it was tacky and wrong. I wanted to get you guys' opinion on this.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Take it away.
I don't know if I would want my daughter to be doing that, thinking that's okay at that age. Mm. That's a young age. North is very young and adolescent. And so for her to... I know wrong between right. And she's like, yeah, if I can do this, you can do this. Mm-hmm. And so I can just, that's my take on it.
I agree. I think it's crossing the line just a little bit too much. She could have had this picture and not had it have it captioned by North, and no one would have known what was going on probably.
She could have cropped her out a little bit.
Yeah. You can't really tell what's going on. But I just think it's like that line of sexuality and Instagram and your daughter, like it's just a little bit too far. And I'm surprised that Kim did that, because I think that she does draw the line with her kids
usually.
And so I'm a little bit surprised that she did this. I hope that she didn't do it for a shock value situation so people talk about it.
Yeah. Definitely. I have to agree. I mean, the lines are just crossed. Like, I would agree to just crop out my daughter. You know, she's done it before, so she can do it again. It's just too much. It's, to me, it might be that situation when Kylie was on the stripper pole at like age 9, like the very first season.
Oh,
you don't want this, you know, with North. We want to just keep her because she's already going to be a star. I mean, she's born into royalty. So this was a little bit too much for me, Kimmy.
You guys know I'm always the guy who's like, oh my gosh, I love it. It's iconic. You know, I'm always like the yes man with them. I'm just obsessed with all of them. But this is the time where I'll say I draw the line as well. This I thought was inappropriate just because of her age. And, you know, you don't want to be sending that message to your daughter. Obviously, you know, her daughter, once she gets older, will look at all the photos of her mother. And, of course, Kim is more of like a sexual person and is like a sex symbol. But at the same time, I don't know if I would show that side around my daughter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just keep this in the scrapbooks, you know?
Yeah.
When people come over.
You don't need to post it. You don't need to post it for the world. Have it for yourself.
Yeah. Kim's actually, she posted a lot of very risque photos. Not just this one, but lately she had multiple photos back to back of her, you know, nipples out and, you know, a little bit of blur when it was supposed to be. And she kind of got a lot of negative feedback towards those pictures, too.
Yeah, I heard that Wendy Williams was like,
I love
her out.
Wendy.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all think, like, I love Wendy.
Me too.
How you doing?
I love her too. She said that the pictures showed that Kanye doesn't pay any attention to Kim and that she's thirsty and she What else? She...
Oh, just a lot of negative things.
Yeah, lots of negative stuff.
While we're on the topic of Wendy Williams, she also got a PR box of Kim's fragrance.
Oh, there you go.
So Wendy was definitely on that list.
She was. She's been known to shade the Kardashians quite a bit.
Yes, she has.
And then let's end it on a nice little note. Actually, hold on. We got one more controversial
shading.
One, and then we'll do that. So Kendall was shading Sophia Richie allegedly once again by naming her new horse Dragon after Sophia's horse just died. And Sophia's horse was named Dragon.
Oh.
So Sophia just posted, "My horse Dragon just passed away. I'm so sad." And then Kendall posted a photo of her new horse saying, "Oh my God, I just named my horse Dragon." Do you think it's a coincidence or what's going on here? Because that seems a little shady, but I don't know. That seems a little morbid.
I mean, she could really not know.
Yeah. Do they follow each other?
I don't think
like
so.
Doubtful. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's like...
I don't think she talks to Scott like an everyday basis, like, oh, what's going on with Sophia type of thing. So she probably just really didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I struggled with this one. I think Dragon's like a weird name for a horse, so it's kind of weird that it would be coincidence, but
yeah,
it's like an odd shade. It's not really that shady. It's just more weird. So I don't know.
If it is shade, it's a low blow. I'll say that.
It is a low blow.
It's a low blow.
But I did like how she put on Scott's Instagram, like, you and the kids.
The caption. Said, yes. I know exactly what you're going to say. The comment. She commented that. I saw that.
Wait, hold on. I don't know what's happening. What happened?
Rachel.
You're right. So Scott Disick posted a photo with Nicole and
Nicole?
The kids. Or not Nicole. Sophia. Excuse me.
Oh, okay.
Sophia and the kids in a car.
His kids,
right? Yeah, they're in the car, and Kendall Jenner commented, like, oh, you and the kids.
Oh,
exactly.
Interesting.
Now that shades.
Saying that Sophia's a kid because she's 19 and she pretty much is a kid.
Interesting. Yeah, that is very
I did love that. I was like, oh, shady. Mm-hmm. And you don't see that from Kendall very often.
Right?
So I was like, I'm living.
Screenshot.
I gotta see that.
So I guess Sophia's met the kids.
Which is something
we haven't really
something
talked about that yet.
They were talking about that, like, a teaser for another episode.
That is interesting, because, I always wondered if that was a thing or if they were just going to pretend like the kids didn't exist. and lastly, Chloe is looking beautiful during her pregnancy. She
glowing.
Posted. She's finally posting pregnancy photos. She looks like she is glowing, and I'm so happy for her. She's gorgeous, and I cannot wait to see this beautiful baby, because it's going to be beautiful.
Yes, we want more preggo pics.
Yes.
I'm so happy she's finally giving that to us now, though, and not hiding it. Because I'm like, okay, we can only hide pregnancies for so long, you guys.
Exactly. Right?
Well, apparently you can hide them the whole time if you're Kylie.
I guess so.
And this will be Tristan's second baby. He has a baby with another baby mama. And there's been some controversy around that, too, about him not being around for him, his baby mama and his child.
If that's true, that is disappointing.
I heard on Wendy. You know, Wendy was talking about it.
Now, did Tristan leave his baby mama for Chloe? Or were they split up? Was it a month? Was it right away? What? Rachel, I feel like you know. Tell us.
That's...
I know.
It's like, because his baby mama was more under the radar, not as popular compared to Chloe. And so that's what rumors have. It's like, oh, well, he wanted to go up that next level of popularity and went to Chloe.
Was it right away? The child is a year.
Yes.
And they've been together for a year.
Yeah.
So it was a quick.
Very, very quick.
I feel like she had the baby and Chloe and him had gone public.
Yeah.
So, which is it's sad.
Yeah.
Because even Chloe was saying with Tristan, like, this is something we always wanted. And it's like, okay, well, you have that with, you know, someone. Obviously, maybe, you know, things don't work out, but at least be there for that child. So I don't know if he's there for that child or not. I hope so.
I hope so, too.
But
I like
if he's
Tristan.
Not, that is sad. I hope that he's there for that child. Because that poor child, if he has to grow up without a dad, like, that's not going to be cool. Like, that's... And then, you know, and then that child will know that's my father and then see that he's happily... married to Chloe with like another child, and you know that would just be damaging to the child, I think.
And I don't know if they're going to get married, but if they do, then that means Chloe would be a stepmother,
right?
And so there needs to be, you know, will that be introduced? And that's just another topic of conversation that we'll have to see.
Well, I also feel bad for the baby mama.
She's
a cute
sucks.
girl.
I have to look her up. I don't know.
Yeah,
that does suck for her too, though.
She is related to Kevin Hart's wife.
Oh, yes.
Interesting.
They're cousins.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right.
She's really cute.
Do y'all see Tristan and Chloe getting married? Do you think that's in the cards?
Eventually.
Absolutely.
Really? Okay. I don't see it.
No?
I see a little Scott and Courtney type of thing. Just 10 no. years in, no ring, no.
Maybe.
Nothing.
From the girl who got engaged in a month to literally. you don't see marriage?
That's true. I mean, she probably wants to get married. I don't know him necessarily because he is 26. So he's up here still living his life, in my opinion.
But he can have a baby? Being young.
Yeah.
Two babies?
He can have a baby, but he's probably like, I don't know if I want a marriage, and I don't see it.
Okay, that's Howard's prediction. Mine is a year after this baby is born, they are down the aisle.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I think for sure.
You really think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting.
What are they going to wait for?
I mean,
these Kardashians
true.
Never wait around for anything. It's
exactly.
quick.
That is true.
You know?
That is true. Let's kind of get into the episode recap here. It's called Tangled Web. The main storyline was that Courtney's house was infested by tarantulas, which I don't know. It seemed very staged, but what was your guys' take? I loved it. It was a fun little storyline. But
yeah, the first tarantula, I was like, oh, this is staged for sure. Because, like, Chloe and Courtney had no reaction. It was like they knew that it was there, and then only Kim had the reaction. But then as the episode went on, I was like, is this a real issue? Because exactly. if it is, it's scary AF.
Yeah, at first, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, okay, just one, that's fine. But then two, three, four, and then you're calling pest control?
Yeah.
We have a problem because you're actually spending money on pest control. It's different if, you know, if it's not a big deal, you wouldn't spend money.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't call them. So I'm like, oh, she got tarantulas?
And
like,
she did post it on Snapchat. So, I mean, maybe there was a problem.
Yeah, the Snapchat made it more credible that she saw
it. What was the Snapchat?
Well, the in-between was her, so like, oh, they're baby tarantulas.
It made it more realistic. But I feel like maybe that was a legit storyline. But then they were like, well, we can't count on the tarantulas to be out and about while we're filming. So they might have brought a few in. I don't know.
The mating season, that's what they were saying. It's mating season for tarantulas.
Worst nightmare.
I did not know there were tarantulas in Calabasas. I just was like, excuse me?
I know. So Courtney and the kids pack up and they go to Chloe's. And Chloe's like, I'm going to have a child for the rest of my life now. Like, this is the last thing I need is having people move in for a couple weeks while...
Yeah.
That was so funny. But Chloe tried to prank them with the whole, like, spider dog thing. That did not work out.
Whose dog was that?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Penelope's like, can we keep him?
It's like, no, that's not how this works.
The kids are so cute. They never get old. Like, I think they're my favorite part of the episodes these days.
Really?
They're just adorable. They're so cute.
Yeah.
I mean, Scott and Courtney really made some cute kids.
Yeah.
They did.
Can't lie about that.
They did.
Love Rain's corn, like the corn rolls in his hair for this episode.
That was
pretty cute.
I love how Mason was like, is it an activity? Are we doing an activity?
He's like, I knew it. We were going to do an activity. It's like,
he's an interesting kid.
They say the cutest thing.
Right?
I knew we were going to do an activity. And it's like, okay. Like, that's cute. Like, the way he said it.
Right? And the way Rain asked, like, is this leather?
Oh,
when
he was
jumping over the couch.
He, like, was being a kid and having a kid moment. He stops it. Is this leather? Yes, it's leather.
Future interior designer.
Exactly.
Yeah, what does that say to you?
What did you guys think of Scott not knowing that Kim was going to have a surrogate? He was like, why are you trying to have another baby? What's happening?
I was like, really, Scott? Like, nobody told you.
Mm-hmm. You didn't
read
the news, you know.
Exactly.
I think that was staged.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I
just don't believe nobody told him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He sometimes is the last to know a bunch of stuff, so I wouldn't be surprised. But I also wouldn't be surprised if it was a little staged.
That's true.
I think it was a little staged.
It was pretty tight-lipped, though, and it was kind of sad because the story was that Kim could not visit her doctor, so she went with the surrogate to, like, another doctor, and people were trying to take photos in the waiting room, so it leaked all of the personal information from the surrogate, which really is kind of scary when you think about it, because Kim has all the security around her. I wonder how much security, if any, the surrogate got.
Probably not any. I was
which
wondering,
is scary.
How does Kim and Kanye, how did they decide on a surrogate? Like, how... You know, what if you're the chosen one? You got to feel pretty special.
I would volunteer.
Yeah.
I volunteer as tribute.
Yeah, I would definitely volunteer.
Yeah, they're probably
I don't think
getting...
I would do that for many people besides, like, my sister and Kim and Kanye.
You probably would do it.
I'll be baby mama number four. Call me.
Shade. And in the end, though, Kim is like, I don't want to confirm this yet. I don't want to go public with this. But she had to do some interviews, and she was asked. I think the way that she left it was... pretty good. She could have left off the end part about when we're ready to talk about it, we'll talk about it, because that really gave it away. Mm-hmm. She could have just left it at, well, that's what we've been hearing in the news, but we haven't confirmed anything. Because then it's a little bit more, like, aloof. But when she said, we'll talk about it when we're ready to talk about it, that gave it away.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. So it's like, you might as well give one more sentence. And Kat Sadler was the one interviewing Kim, which is...
What happened to Kat?
R.I.P.
Yeah, she left E.
No, no, she's not right.
Oh, God, I thought she died.
She left E. No, she left E because of
Shanti. I thought you meant she died.
Like, R.I.P. to E or something.
She left E because she found out that they were paying Jason Kennedy half of what she was paid.
Yeah, so sad.
Like what do you mean?
You mean he's? She was?
Oh, excuse me.
He was getting double.
Double. Sorry.
Interesting.
Thank you.
I did not know that.
And so it was like a gender equality situation, and they've been there just as long. And she was like, "Peace out."
That they should have definitely given her the exact same. Come on, guys. It's 2018. It's haven't we moved on from the whole
with it?
Yeah, men should not be paid more.
Time's up.
Time is up.
And I loved her. Like, she was my favorite. Like, I've been watching her on that channel for years, and I'm, like, a little upset about it.
I know. And it's sad because, you know, Maria's not there either. I want those two girls back. They really, I thought, made the show.
Juliana. I love Juliana.
Yeah, me too.
And the girl, Erin something, from the Snapchat,
Erin Rundown.
She's funny. I like her.
And she's our age. She's not...
It's not fair.
It's like, wow, she scored a great job.
Yeah, she did.
She got it.
She really did. If you guys, if you want a guest host, you know where to pick from here.
Come on in, Erin.
So, what did you guys think of Scott going to Fashion Week, going back to New York when it was such like a place where he usually does bad things?
I don't know. I mean, he seems like he's in a whole other mindset. I mean, he has done this before where it seemed like he was just fine and then he went back and relapsed. But this time it seemed different. And I just feel like... Now we know why it was so different. He was going with the motive for Sophia. I mean, we saw when he was getting the purse and he was buying all that stuff. It was a reason. So if he has a good reason to go back, then I'm not mad at it.
So he thought that Sophia... You guys thought that Sophia was there. She wasn't on the show, obviously, but she was there in New York spending some time with him while he was there.
Mm. I thought that. Because it just made sense with the purse. Because why pack up the kids' stuff, but leave the purse for me? Mm-hmm. Well, we know you're not getting it for Courtney. And, I mean, yeah, you could still probably have family out there, but no. Mm. We knew Sophia was there, and then it tied into the whole episode.
It was so crazy that Chris kind of called him out and was like, so let's talk about Sophia.
Yeah, so are you dating? And made it, like, exclusively, and he's like,
I didn't really think that she was calling him out, though. Like, she wasn't mean about it. She was totally cool, and the fact that she's 19, Sophia's 19, and he's 34,
yeah.
She was, totally chill about it, even though it's a really weird situation to the rest of us.
Yeah. Definitely. But remember, she said she met Robert when she was 17, and he was 29 or 12 years older, so somewhere in there.
At least...
They like him young, apparently. Apparently it's in the blood. I don't know.
I know. Now Chris, you know, I don't know if her and Corey are still together, but she went really young with him.
Yeah, where's Corey? Corey used to be all up in these shows. He was milking it, and now it's like, no more Corey.
Every show he was in, every episode. Like, make an appearance. I don't know where he went.
Well, it's kind of because recent episodes, Chloe and him had that one-on-one conversation about, you know, why don't you like me, and can we be friends, and can we move forward? And that was just such a, I don't know.
Awkward.
It was so awkward. I'm like, ugh.
By the way, do you guys remember when on the show we were talking about how he was, like, spotted at a club alone, like, hugging a bottle of, like, vodka, and we talked about this on the show? Do you remember this?
Are you sure that wasn't me?
So a fan of the show, like, called me out on Twitter and was like, I don't like you anymore. I can't believe you're a host of AfterBuzz, and you shouldn't be there because I go to the club alone, and you really hurt my feelings. I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't mean to, like, hurt your feelings, but it was just a little odd, like, the fact that he, like, was there, you know? I don't know, especially if he's got a girlfriend already. Like, if you have to go to the club to, like, find somebody, like, go for it. But, like, if he's already got someone, why are you alone at the club?
Exactly. He was really alone. I guess I didn't hear this. Like, he was really alone by himself.
He does,
like,
that sometimes.
And we'll get a table and just, like, recruit people, because that's kind of like what...
And he'll just, like, hug his bottle. I don't know.
I mean, you can recruit me. I'm not going to turn down a free bottle.
So. I'll be there, too. Reach me over.
Come here, Corey. Oh, I know. It's tough. Pass the Grey Goose. just real quick. Exactly. You know, so we can bond over the vodka.
I love you, Howard. And then lastly, Kendall receives the Fashion Icon of the Decade Award.
Wow.
I still don't understand that, because... Isn't she, like, 22? Is she? Are we doing, like, decade, like, 10 years? Or how are we? Because she would have been 12. So I'm like, what decade are we talking about? Are we doing?
Maybe just, like, she had so much impact from the past few years of modeling that she was named.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a little bit.
Yeah,
little
I'm not mad that she got the award, but I'm like, of the decade, she's 22. Like, I know she... she just picked up the shoes to model like 5 years ago, right? Like,
yeah.
Give me some time here.
I think a veteran in the business should have gotten it.
Right. No. Or just rename it or something. Yeah. Like Kendall's model of the, the year.
She's a good model, but you can't give, for someone that's just starting out, not just starting out, but has been in the game for, what, 5 years, let's say?
Yeah, and she just really hit it, like, 2 years into, maybe three.
Now, I love Kendall. I think that she's beautiful, but I do get that little bit of an attitude vibe in a lot of the episodes when they show her. Really? Do you guys get that at all? Do you see it? Am I just saying this to myself?
I don't see
it. Yeah, well, remember for the episode when she, the panel, like, they're testing them on the panel questions. Yeah. She's Kylie's pissing me off because she's texting me about the surprise party, and she's like, I'm leaving. I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
So, like, her decisions are very rational, and she'll just, you know, get, you can just tell she can be happy and then just like, no.
Yeah.
Mm. Over it.
I definitely get the, you know, I'm rich and I can do whatever I want. I can say whatever I want and no one's going to say anything to me because I'm Kendall Jenner.
Right. Mm. And speaking of rich, it was just reported that Kylie is making the most money out of all the Kardashian Jenner girls.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Kylie is. She's making a lot of money.
Which is crazy because she's been out of the spotlight for so long.
Yes, exactly.
She's still making
money. But she's, with her beauty, her makeup line.
Yeah. Oh. She's still producing that.
Yeah.
That's true. I guess Chris was right, because didn't Chris say it was on track to make like $400 million within the year, or on track to make $1 billion or something? Chris said some crazy amount. I think it was $400 million. Everybody was like, no, no, no. And now she's getting close. Mm-hmm. Kylie is.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
So many people think that they're these weirdos or like that they don't have any talent. They are honestly very smart businesswomen.
Entrepreneurs.
I am always so impressed by everything that comes out about them. They just really seem to be so well trained in all things lifestyle, all things media. Like, they really know what they're doing to keep everyone watching them. And it's been over 10 years now. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they still have people's eyes, it just goes to show they're doing something right.
Yeah, kudos to Chris. She's the matriarch. She made
that
happen. Mm-hmm. She's getting the 10% too.
Yes, going on. She is, yes. And all those kids, I'm adding up all those 10%, and I'm like, okay, Chris.
Yeah, work it.
I'm surprised she's not the one making the most. She's got so many kids.
Do you think?
10% adds up when you've got that many kids. But guys, thank you so much for joining us. We love recapping with you guys every week, and we will be back again next week, and hopefully we'll have another special guest for Revenge Body. If you guys haven't watched that video, I will put it in the description below. Make sure to check that out. We had Luke Milton, the head trainer and creator of Training Mate, from Revenge Body, and we had the two contestants, Kevin and Stephanie, in one from season one, one from season two. Check that out. But again, in the meantime, where can everyone find you on social media?
Yes, y'all can find me at Rachel. Well, I'm Rachel Robillard. Y'all can find me on everything at Rach_Robillard. I'm so happy to be here, and you guys can catch me next week.
Yay! You guys can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or Twitter at ShantiChristina.
You guys can find me on Instagram and YouTube at HowIt3rd, and of course my website, HowIt3rd.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And you can also find AfterBuzz everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. In the meantime, we will keep up with you next time.
Thank you guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.